A few weeks ago, Logic announced that he would be releasing Playboi Carti-inspired music. And at first, I was super excited by this because I always love when Logic taps into new genres, even if it doesn't work, and even when he taps into these different styles. It sometimes doesn't work, but it sometimes does hit, and I'm always excited to hear it because at the end of the day, Logic seems like he just does whatever he wants to do. So this had me excited, and obviously people are going to be calling him corny and whatever the case may be. But this recent TMZ clip that he was talking about how Playboi Carti music is going to pay the bills and that the hip hop stuff has not been paying the bills, and this kind of left me a little skeptical of this new music that we're allegedly going to get next year, because he did say in this that, you know, the real hip hop stuff isn't paying the bills, so he has to make this Playboi Carti inspired music to make money, which I think is just terrible, and he's completely wrong for this. To outright say before he even releases the music that he's making this music to make money is just a terrible way to approach art, and it definitely diminishes the fact that it is art in the first place. If you're just trying to make money off of something, where's the real soul of it? And the last few albums that Logic's dropped has been amazing, and honestly, he's been kind of beating the washed allegations. Like, Ultra 85 might even make my top 10 albums of the year. That really feels like Logic put so much effort into that album and so much creativity into that album that to see him saying that he's only gonna make music for money next year is kind of strange. I understand Logic wants to make money, and I totally get that. He has kids. He probably wants to make generational wealth. He has multiple cribs. Like, yes, I understand he wants to make money. That's fine. But I don't think that this is gonna work out in his favor. Like, when you look at albums like Confessions of a Dangerous Mind or Bobby Tarantino, those albums really tarnished his reputation. Like, people started saying, oh, he just makes corny music, like, who actually listens to this? And I think if he goes forward with this Playboi Carti inspired music, it's going to be a second wave of that. And not only that, but people are going to be saying, oh, he never makes his own unique stuff, it's always biting someone else's style. So I really don't think this is going to work out in his favor if he's chasing the bag and if he doesn't put his heart and soul into that, because I look at albums like Ultra 85, Vinyl Days, College Park, No Pressure, like, that four album run is, like, insane. Like, probably Logic's best stuff. Like, I would even say after the release of Ultra 85, he's, like, at peak form as an artist. But if he goes forward with it, this Playboi Carti music, excuse me, he's gonna tarnish his reputation. And those albums that I just mentioned, I think even outside the Logic fan base, a lot of people were understanding, okay, well, these are good albums. Even if you call Logic corny, you're going to be like, okay, well, Ultra 85 is a good album, No Pressure is a good album, Vinyl Days is a good album. And so him releasing this Playboi Carti music is just going to tarnish his reputation, in my opinion. And I don't know the exact numbers of those last four albums that I've been mentioning, Vinyl Days, College Park, No Pressure, and Ultra 85. I don't know exactly how well those albums did. I don't know the exact number or how many units it sold, whatever the case may be. But Logic himself is saying that those albums did not do well financially. So if you're just looking at those albums from that standpoint, it really demeans the value of those albums, because those are great albums in my opinion. Like, Ultra 85, like I mentioned, could make my top 10 of the year. So to just bring it down to a fact of, oh, it didn't do well financially for me, is just terrible, because people outside of the Logic fan base recognize Ultra 85 as a great album. So, like, I think that's all that matters at the end of the day, because he has money. Like, he's not, like, broke or anything. He doesn't need to make the pop radio hit to get discovered. Like, I feel like he just needs to make good music. He doesn't need to chase the bag. But, again, generational wealth. So there is kind of a dilemma in that. If you know certain types of music is going to appeal to the masses, at least put it in a, or package it in a way that is very creative and artsy. Like, if he's just gonna make this with the intention of making money, I'm out. Like, I'm not gonna like it. But if he packages this Playboi Carti style music in a way that, like, feels creative and feels genuine, then I'm in. Like, I'll enjoy it, because even if he wants to appeal to the masses, I think he should be able to package it in a sense of creativity and not to just chase the bag as the forefront of the project. So yeah, overall, my big problem is, like, before the music's even out, you're packaging it as, oh, I'm only doing this for money. That's a big problem for me. But let me know in the comments down below, what are your thoughts on this? Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Are you excited for this Logic Playboi Carti style music? And I'm trying to hit 1,000 subs before the end of the year, so let's make it happen. If you want more music coverage, everything regarding music is on this channel, so subscribe.